welcome to an all-new Great Moments in Weed History. In this week's episode, we're going to talk with an outlaw, a fugitive, an inmate, a journalist, a weed dealer, an LSD distributor, a defendant, and an accomplished filmmaker, and they're all the same person. I first started reading Seth Ferranti's writing back in the late 90s when he was the official prison correspondent for Vice magazine while serving a 21-year sentence after getting busted for possession of 100,000 doses of acid and then jumping bail and living as a fugitive for 2 years while on the U.S. Marshals' 15 most wanted list. Originally arrested when he was a 20-year-old high school dropout, Seth earned multiple college degrees while incarcerated, while also writing articles for gangster magazines like Don Diva and eventually starting his own publishing company, Guerrilla Convict. Since his release in 2015, he's become a prolific and influential documentary filmmaker, most notably as a writer-producer of White Boy, the story of a teenage FBI informant who became a cocaine kingpin in Detroit, and last year's Secret History of the LSD Trade. Most recently, Seth has been finishing work on Tangled Roots, his multi-episode exploration of the history of outlaw weed growers in Northern California's famed Emerald Triangle. His future, however, is currently uncertain following a fresh arrest last October.
In our crime tracker tonight, a New Jersey man who has described himself in the past as an LSD kingpin is in the Stewart County Jail. Deputies say he was moving hundreds of pounds of marijuana along I-80. We've learned that 53-year-old Seth Ferranti was stopped for driving on the shoulder in late October. After a search, deputies found 14 boxes with 437 pounds of marijuana inside. He's facing two drug charges. This run-of-the-mill arrest has quite the backstory, though. Ferranti is a famous filmmaker, most known for the movie White Boy Rick. Ferranti was arrested in 1993 after 2 years of being on the run. He himself reports in a Vice article that he was, quote, part of the first wave of indictments for LSD. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison for continual criminal enterprise charges. Ferranti's next court date is November 18th.
I talked with Seth about his entire life journey with weed and psychedelics, but not his most recent legal troubles. Speaking to Vice about the current case against him, he was quick to point out that Nebraska just legalized medical cannabis, asking, "Why can all these legal corporations transport money and marijuana wherever the fuck they want, but individual citizens can't?" Seth has pleaded not guilty and plans to challenge the legality of the traffic stop that led to his arrest. We're going to get into my conversation with Seth shortly, but first I want to stop and say thank you to everyone who supports Great Moments in Weed History on Patreon. This show is produced completely independently, solely by yours truly, and 7 years into the podcast, I can only keep going because of the support I get from listeners like you. And I'm happy to announce we've got a really cool new premium for subscribers. You can join the Patreon for just $1 a month, or if you throw in a little more, I'll mail you a few specially designed storage bags with the Great Moments in Weed History logo on them. Produced by our friends at Grove Bags with their proprietary Terp Lock technology, these high-quality bags hold a fat eighth or maybe even a quarter and will store and cure your weed a million times better than a Ziploc. Designed around the plant's physiological properties, they utilize a blend of several film elements to create the optimal cannabis environment inside every bag. Basically, you can store your stash in an ideal, reusable package, keep it in pristine condition while on the go, and rep your favorite weed podcast all at the same time. So please, head over to greatmomentsinweedhistory.com for more info on how to support this show. Come on, man. Come on, woman. Come on, non-binary stoner. I'm totally fucking shadow banned and throttled, and I need you to throw in on this shit at greatmomentsinweedhistory.com. Okay, now let's get into my interview with Seth Ferranti. But wait, I'm hearing from a listener. Is it you? Yes, you. You're telling me that this is a tale of outlaw adventure on the grandest scale, and yet you are not as lit as you'd like to be to get high on history with me right at this very moment. Well, dear listener, I think you know the advice I'm about to impart, as I have so many times before, and that is to simply hit pause. And you can use that time at your leisure to roll yourself a joint, or to split a blunt, or to pack a bong, or to indabulate a dab, or to eat as many edibles as you deem it wise to ingest in one sitting, but please, not one edible more. Whatever it takes to get you elevated enough to hit unpause. And then I promise you this: when you're ready, we'll all be ready for another
great moment in weed history.
The dank is back, baby! Hey, it's Bean. Didn't mean to come in hot like that, but I'm excited because our beloved sponsors at Vigilante Coffee just brought back their dank coffee, a blend of Guatemalan and Ethiopian beans that they've roasted to perfection. That's also my favorite way to enjoy a cup of dank coffee, by the way, while roasted to perfection. As I like to say, great coffee is an affordable luxury, and with tasting notes of green apple, honeysuckle, and red grape, dank delivers the goods. Best of all, Vigilante Coffee treats their farmers right, and they donate a portion of proceeds from the sale of every bag of dank to Families Against Mandatory Minimums, an organization that's been fighting unjust sentencing and prison policies since 1991. And the second best part